Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning, the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center in Stafford. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. Kristen Loescher, the general manager at the Rouse Swim and Sports Center here this morning, along with Brian Cann, the aquatics director. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
This is the first time we've done a show since the Rouse Center has opened. We did one a couple of years ago when everything was still coming together. And if you go to the Facebook page or the website, wow. Kristen, you look at pictures of just the Olympic pool, the competition pool. It is something.
Oh, it's impressive. I mean, that was one of the coolest things once the facility was finally built and completed to walk in and just see it. I mean, it's massive. I think it's how much water is in there? Like 76,000 gallons or something?
The competition pool is about 750,000 gallons of water. So I remember, you know, walking in before it was finalized and built and just walking in the room and just the massive size of the room. And now with it being finished, it's magnificent, really.
Yeah, no, you just look at pictures and you just stare at it and think, this is around here. And that's really says something for Stafford County, and just to have a facility like this in the region is something.
Oh, absolutely. And we've had swim teams coming in from all over the state, coming into the facility to swim, and they want to come back because it's gorgeous. I mean, the air quality is huge. I mean, if anybody has kids who swim, they know sometimes you go into these centers and you're like, okay, I really got to get out and get some fresh air. But it's phenomenal. Stafford County did a great job. They had amazing foresight to build something like this in Stafford because there's truly a need. I mean, people are coming from miles away to come and swim at our center.
Boy, and you know, it does. That's interesting. I've got to come there sometime just to do that because I've been at enough swim meets. And even at some nice pools of where you do, after a while, you just think, I've got to go and I've got to breathe real air again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So how do they do that? Is there some kind of a special, I guess you've got some kind of a special air circulation system there.
Yeah, correct. So pretty much what Stafford did is they got company Aon. They came in and put in two very large units that does a great job of getting the air, purging the air. We have the ability to actually replenish the entire air within that room in about 30 minutes if we need to. So depending on the air quality, we can pretty much put all fresh new air in if we need. And it's great for the swimmers, great for coaches, great for spectators.
Yeah, I mean, usually you'll go to a swim meet and your glasses will fog up.
And eyes are burning.
Yeah, all of that. So both of you have been involved from the ground level up and pretty much opening the Rouse Center?
Yeah, we were both there pre-opening, and Brian and I actually have worked together previously in other positions in the area, in fitness centers and aquatic centers. So it was nice that we had that relationship coming into it. But it's always exciting to be a part of something that's building from the ground up because you're a part of it. It really feels like it's your baby. I mean, that center feels like our baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, getting that ability to start from scratch and just make it your own, really, and it just gives you that sense of pride and just wanting to do better.
Yeah, and it's an exciting time. Every time I give a tour still, I'm excited, I'm smiling because I love showing off the facility. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. No. With it new and everything, and you've got everything's new, and you can tailor things the way you always wanted to do it instead of having to, you know, maybe get into a situation where there's already something pre-established.
Absolutely. So the cool thing about us, we're not a part of a chain. So we have the ability to tweak things as we go, just like you're suggesting. So we put out a survey to our members earlier in the spring and said, you know, what do you want? So based on member needs, member requests, as long as we have an instructor and we have the space available, we're able to completely tailor the programming to what our members are requesting. So that's also very exciting because it's unique to us. So I think our members really appreciate the fact that we take their feedback.
Talk about memberships and how people can get involved with the Rouse Center.
Okay, sure. So we actually just passed 5,000 members. So again, exciting times because we're growing. People are using the facility all the time. But also the nice thing about our membership structure. So it's a build your own family membership. You only put the people on your membership that are going to use the facility. Because, you know, you always... you know, have good intentions, like, you know, my husband's going to work out with me, and maybe that doesn't happen. But
yeah.
So you have the ability to maybe drop a spouse off or a child off that isn't using it. So you're only paying for the kids that are using the facility, and it's month to month. So you're not locked into a long contract. You just give us 30 days notice to cancel, and that's it.
Wow, that is, because sometimes you'll get into some of these situations where it's a year or two,
right?
And you're like you say, you're locked in,
right? Yeah, and you always have those good intentions. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. So, and sometimes it doesn't happen.
Do you have more people sign up, say, at the end of the year or, you know, first part of the year, like you say, for New Year's resolutions? We're going to go as a family to the pool.
Yeah, I mean, we do, and that's nice too, because people, you know, they have the outdoor pools in the summer, but the fact that they have a nice place, I mean, we have a zero depth entry area with a mushroom and some water features. So it's a great space for little kids to come in and play. And so, yeah, I think a lot of, yes, you have the New Year's resolution crowd, but you also have the families that want a space to go and let the kids burn off some energy all year long.
We're talking about the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center in Stafford this morning. We're going to get into all kinds of information about what's available there. Kristen Loescher and Brian Can here. Brian, I'll start off with you. What got you into this field?
Started working as a lifeguard way back when. Got into aquatics, sort of wanted to keep going. Got into pool management, pool operations, things like that. And then, lo and behold, I ended up getting an interview for the position here. Get the opportunity to open this from scratch, and so yeah. I haven't had the opportunity before to do that. I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to, and I've been loving it ever since.
Boy, you give great hope to the person who's like a lifeguard at a pool this summer or something.
You
can make a career out of this.
Yeah, say most lifeguards probably get into it because they think, you know, it's an easy summer job, cushy, things like that. We always try and tell them, you know, it is a responsible job that you have to be, you know, on top of. But there's definitely many fields in aquatics, whether you want to go work with a health fitness center, if you want to work with an outdoor pool contractor. There's definitely a lot of options out there.
Yeah. Yeah. The different classes you can take and how you can keep moving up the chain, so to speak.
Correct. So like if you like teaching, there's lifeguard classes that you can teach, and then you can train other lifeguards to get into that position. You can work with the American Red Cross, or if you want to teach CPR classes even. If you're more into like chemicals, working with your hands, then you could do something with pool operations, making sure that things are done safely, or even doing maintenance, things like that.
As somebody who's into the aquatics director, how early or soon should parents think about getting their kids into swim lessons?
I would start. I mean, really, it's got to be started pretty soon. I mean, we offer mommy and me classes, things like that. You've got to build that comfortability from an early age. Just getting them in the water, not necessarily teach them how to swim, but just getting them used to the sensation of being in water, and just getting used to it. I mean, generally, swim lessons you can start at any time, but I mean, I would try and start them around age three, really, just to build that comfortability, because the sooner they get that knowledge, the more comfortable they're going to be, the safer the environment's always going to be. And it's really about making sure that the parents are constantly interacting with their kids in the water. You know, if it's their child's 4 years old or 8 years old, the parents should make that effort to try and be in the water with them and share that experience.
That's a good thing to know. I mean, I grew up by the Great Lakes, and I know my parents wanted me to learn early on just in case you ever run into a situation.
So you never know about that, or, you know, even if you have an outdoor pool that's in your backyard or in your neighborhood, there's a lot of safety issues. So just making sure that they're comfortable with water and being around it at a safe age, teaching them the rules of the pool, things like that even, is a great asset.
Yeah, that, and it's a lifelong skill too, and a lifelong exercise. So we have people coming to our center, you know, like Brian is saying, from 18 months, 3 year old on up, all the way up to our seniors who are still in the water. So this is some like a skill you'll truly use for your entire life.
Correct. Yeah. So it's low impact. You can still get the resistance that you're looking for, whether it's through water aerobics classes or through swimming. And either way, you're getting that exercise through your entire life.
Well, and I guess too, if you're an adult, even a senior citizen, if you've never learned how to swim, it's
we can still teach you.
Yeah,
yep,
we still
it's
have
never
adult
too
classes.
Late. Yep. Yeah, so that's been exciting because we do have a lot of adults that are coming in to do swimming lessons, and again, it's an important skill. And when you don't have the opportunity to learn it as a child, sometimes there's fear involved when they're thinking of water and everything. So it is definitely unique, and we have some great instructors that are excellent with adults to help them get comfortable in the water.
Kristen, what's your story?
So you mentioned the Great Lakes region. So I grew up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Okay.
So played sports, and I'll brag about Brian really quick. So Brian was a triathlete too in college. So he and I both have had sports around us our entire lives, but I went to college in Ohio and was an education major. So I feel like my position is a lot of teaching, a lot of instruction in managing the staff and everything. But like I had mentioned previously, Brian and I have worked in the fitness industry in the area for several years together. I know I've done it for the past dozen or so. And kind of like Brian, worked my way up, did a few different things. I have, of course, with the education background, it made sense to start with youth programming. Mm-hmm. So I had run teen programs, helped out with summer camps. And when this opportunity opened up, my husband's a commuter, like many other people in the area. I'm sure people are listening now and on their commute.
Yeah.
But we were living down in Caroline County, and his commute went from, you know, Lake Caroline to Fort AP Hill, from Lake Caroline all the way up to Springfield. So at that time, I mean, it was the perfect opportunity with this facility opening to come on board here. So we moved to Stafford, are part of the community now, love living in Stafford. It's been very exciting. Our kids adjusted really well because, of course, that's nerve-wracking. I have three girls,
yeah,
two of them in middle school, one of them in elementary school. They're kind of shy. I'm sure they'll be embarrassed if they listen to this and I'm talking about them. But Stafford's a gorgeous county, and it's just the people are fantastic. So it's really exciting to be a part of the Jeff Rouse Women's Sports Center and be a part of the Stafford community.
RouseCenter.com, the website. Kristen Loescher, Brian Cann here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schumann.
The Jeff Rouse Swimming Sports Center in Stafford, our focus this morning. Kristen Loescher, the general manager here. Brian Cann is the aquatics director. The Rouse Center is at the Embry Mill Complex in Stafford. If you need a reference to that, just off of 630. You've got an exciting, Kristen, a big event coming up in just a couple of weeks, and it is a big event.
Oh, it's a huge event. It'll be a great draw from the region. It's called Swim Jitsu. Most people probably haven't heard of it, but USA Swimming puts it on, and they go around the county, or not a county, country, with basically their traveling, I guess it's kind of like America Ninja Warrior on water.
Wow.
So they have all these inflatable obstacles that they put into our Olympic-sized competition pool, and kids of all ages can do it. Adults can do it. So, you know, if you're interested, Ted, come on by. We can sign you up.
No, I don't think I'll watch.
You'll take a pass?
Pictures, yes. So how do they do it?
I'll let Brian talk about this because he knows a lot more of it than I do.
Okay. So, yeah, if they visit swimjitsu.com/Stafford, they can register online or they can register day of. So it's coming up August 12th and 13th. And like Kristen mentioned, it's an inflatable obstacle course that we're going to put in the pool. There's different games and activities that they'll be able to do out of it. So pretty much what you do is you register for a 2-hour block. There's different waves that go throughout the day for both days. During that 2-hour block, you have unlimited runs on the obstacle course. You get a bunch of cool stuff. So they'll give you a bag and swim cap, wristbands, bag tags, things like that. Depending on what your times are, they time you. Top 8, they call them swimjas.
Swimjas.
Instead of ninja.
Yeah.
So you train to be a ninja on the water. But the top 8 get an award, so then we're looking for top times there. But we're the only location in the state of Virginia this year that gets to offer this, so we're real excited about the opportunity.
Wow. Just knowing what they show on TV, but making this all water-based.
Right.
It's fun.
Right. And it's, so, I mean, like Krista mentioned, any age can do it. There's categories from 8 and under to adult ages. So, I mean, as long as you know how to swim comfortably in the water, I believe it's like two go at a time, just so that we keep everything safe. And you run through the course, do the activities, you get to practice your skills and become a swimja by the end of it.
Have you ever done it?
Not yet, but I will tell you, I will be the first one that does it when we set it up on
Friday.
He's
already called dibs. He's got it.
We're setting up on Friday the 11th, so I think I'll have to test it out for everyone.
So yeah. What are some of the – can you describe any of the obstacles or some of the things that people will do?
So some of the obstacles are going to be where you'll start by like jumping in the water. You'll go to something where you've got to climb up and over.
Yeah.
There'll be a balance test where you have to either like walk on an inflatable beam or maybe jump from one obstacle to another, different things like that. But really, we'll know fully when they come in and we start setting it up. And then we'll start broadcasting it out.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. And I think it's fantastic that USA Swimming puts something like this on, because swimming is hard work. I mean, we watch the kids that come in and swim day after day. Mm-hmm. We host two local swim teams, Stat and Stingrays. And, I mean, they put in hours of swimming back and forth, back and forth. And so the fact that they have the opportunity to kind of let loose and do something fun with their swimming skills, I think is just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, so that's why we thought August would be a great time to be able to offer this, because really right in between the swim season, long course season's ending for most of the kids, and then they get that nice break. So it's just something for them to wind down, relax, have fun with it, and get that nice little break before they get started up again in September.
Sounds like you've really got to be in shape to get a good time to do this.
Not for this. This one, you know, if you're looking to swim competitively, yeah, you're going to have to put the hours for this. I mean, any skill set, any age can do it. It's, you know, you'll be fine. It'll be fun.
Well, and that's what will make this fun, I would guess, Kristen, too, is if anybody can do it. I mean, this is a great thing to do. Get a bunch of your friends together, even as adults.
Yeah. A
get
great
a carpool
time
together.
Just to be silly. I mean, again, you know, like I mentioned before, it's fun. It's, you know, it's the challenge. And it's, you know, all of those sorts of things are popular right now. So, you know, Tough Mudders, Spartan races, you know, this is just along those lines, but in the pool. So it's fun. It's a challenge to your body, and it's something different to do. Like, you know, you're not just running, you know, with the Mini Mudder or the Tough Mudders, you're getting to do some obstacles. So it really breaks up the monotony of either just running or just swimming and doing something kind of crazy and out of the realm of what you're used to doing.
Well, it also shows, you mentioned that this swim jitsu that's coming out, the dates again were?
August 12th and 13th.
12th and 13th. This is the only place in Virginia doing this. And the reason you're getting this is because of the facility you've got there at the Rouse Center.
Right, yeah. If we didn't have the size pool that we had, we wouldn't be able to host it. So we have a gorgeous Olympic-sized competition pool. And really, Stafford County had amazing foresight when they built this facility, because there was truly a need. We work there now and we look around and go, how did Stafford survive without this before? Because the place is packed in the evenings as far as, you know, people swimming in the pools, but also working out. You know, we have our group exercise studio. We have the fitness center. We have J Club, a space for all these kids to go while their parents are working out. So I honestly don't know how Stafford survived without it. So kudos to the Board of Supervisors for, you know, really having that vision and getting this place built.
Right. It's not always, especially in this day and age with funding the way it is, it's sometimes not easy to look big like that, but they did. And like you say, this now sort of sets a standard for, I think, for everybody.
Yep, it does. And it's so exciting to be a part of it. Like, I swear I come to work so excited every day. People are probably like, you know, chill lady, take it down a notch. But it's cool because, you know, with having the facility that we have, we can really help Stafford build their sports tourism. And so that's something, you know, I think you had mentioned you'd seen it before. So there's also soccer fields surrounding it. So we're able to host regional soccer tournaments. So that's something that we've been able to partner with Stafford County Tourism on, to help basically have that draw, bring people to Stafford County. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the Fox 5 broadcast, the live broadcast.
Yeah, it was right
recently,
from up there.
Zip Trip. Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. So they did that. They were broadcasting live from the Rouse Center, and they had the VYSA Region 1 tournament going on kind of in the background. So what a showcase for Stafford. And they got to show so many different cool highlights, cool restaurants. It was just, again, something really fun to be a part of.
Well, yeah, like you say, with the soccer complex there, with Embry Mill around there, it's really becoming, that's really becoming a destination point in Stafford County. And Brian, the other thing that as we talk about this comes to mind, Jeff Rouse and Mark Lindsay, two Olympians that Mark's got mentioned prominently, I know, at the Rouse Center too. But two guys who were Olympians in Stafford not that long ago. You wonder with a facility like this about more Olympians someday that may come from Stafford just because they have access to a place like the Rouse Center.
Correct. And I think, you know, I think that was part of Stafford County's goal when we built this facility, is to try and get more future Olympians. You know, if you come in the center, we've got a wall of Olympians from Stafford County, not mm-hmm. just Jeff Rouse and Mark Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, those being the two most notable aquatic Olympians from this area. But having the ability to have the two swim teams, the two year-round swim teams that swim there, you know, we actually work with four of the high schools, their swimming teams for Stafford County, things like that. Having the ability to make it a training center for them gives them the ability to train more, do more, and hopefully improve their times. And I mean, every pool's desire is to be a fast pool when it comes to meets. And, you know, from the meets that we've had in this past year, everyone loves swimming in the pool. They get good times. The teams training there love the facility, love the ability of what they're able to do. So I don't have a doubt in my mind that at some point we'll get another one from this facility.
Yeah, and the swim teams locally have really been able to take their programs up a notch. So the Stingrays are ranked higher than they've ever been ranked nationally before. I think they're 86 out of 20,000 teams or something.
Correct.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So they're definitely becoming a top caliber team in the country. And I know of at least one, because she's friends with my daughter, one swimmer that's nationally ranked right now. So she has like top 16 or top 12
wow.
time in several events in the country. So I mean, I'm sure there's more of them. I'm just not aware of them. So it's coming. I mean, it's a matter of time before the next Olympians coming out of Stafford.
Yeah, that's exciting. RouseCenter.com if you want more information. There's also a great Facebook page that has all kinds of up-to-date information, too. Brian Cann is the Aquatics Director. Kristen Locher is the General Manager. It is the Jeff Rouse and Swim and Sports Center, our focus this morning on Town Talk. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. The Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center in Stafford, our focus this morning. Kristen Locher and Brian Cann here. We have been talking about a number of a real big event coming up in Stafford in a couple of weeks, and we'll give you more information again on swim jitsu before we get out of here this morning. But there are a lot of youth programs, Kristen, that you offer day to day and seasonally, and just a lot of stuff out there for kids to be involved
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we try to keep the kids busy, keep the parents happy, so you know the kids are tired at the end of the day. But we offer a variety of summer camps, so of course those are going on right now. We also offer before and after care to Winding Creek Elementary and HH Pool Middle. But kind of the big focus right now, which we're kicking off, registration is open for our fall sports. So we offer Little Kickers, which a lot of people in the area are familiar with if they've been at the Fredericksburg Fieldhouse. That's their youth soccer program. It starts from 18 months old and it goes up to 9 years old. So it's really a cute program. And when you have 18 month olds, just kind of like barely toddling around. It's super cute. But we also offer Little Monster Ballers, our youth basketball. Little Flyers is coming. It's new this fall. That's our cheerleading program. And then Little Tumblers. We'll be offering gymnastics at the center as well. So it's cool. And again, you know, I had mentioned before that our members can kind of, you know, give us feedback and let us know what they'd like to see. So they'd asked for tumbling. So here we go. Tumbling's kicking off in the fall. So it's exciting to kind of just morph things as we go along.
And what a great, just a great facility to have this kind of thing. Because you've got a lot of room for this. You've got enthusiasm by just from talking from you guys. If you two are as enthusiastic as your staff who you train for all of this, it's a good mix.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, we have, you know, of course the pools. We have three pools, and I know we're talking about our competition pool and how gorgeous it is. It's huge, but we also we have a therapy pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been awesome as well to see people coming in if they need to rehab their knees, if they're dealing with arthritis. You know, it's nice to have that space available, but you know, we are a fitness center as well. So sometimes the focus is only aquatics, but we have group exercise classes. So, you know, your usual people get really excited about Zumba, myself included. That's like my go-to every Thursday night. I got to get my Zumba fix in. It's like my stress relief. But yeah, so yoga, Pilates, Total Strength Boot Camp has been super popular. So we offer that Tuesday nights and Saturday mornings. And then we have a cycling studio and basketball courts. So again, Stafford County had a need for indoor basketball courts. So we have people coming in to play pickup games all the time. We did a youth basketball league this summer. So this will be our first time launching that. And it's gone really well. And we just hope to continue to grow from here.
Well, in the whole fitness industry just is exploding as people look to, you know, dieting, eating healthier, exercise, and there you are.
Yep. And the cool thing too, not a lot of centers have this, but we actually have a full service cafe. So when it comes to the healthy eating, you at least have that option in there. You know, if you want to grab a salad before you go, and we have smoothies or shakes, whatever, people call them both things. It's the same thing. But people will use them for either meal replacement or post-workout recovery. They're specifically designed for those things. So it kind of takes out some of the work on your part, because exercising and eating healthy takes a lot of time.
Yeah, no, and in so many places and for so long, there's just been, even at fitness centers, you get that kind of thing. You just go and put money into a machine to have something dedicated there.
Right, yeah, it's much healthier than a vending machine option. Yes. So it's hard because you're like, oh, well, you're kind of undoing all of the exercise you just did. But, you know, everything in moderation. I'm not going to act like I'm the healthiest eater in the world, because I am not. Yeah. But yeah, it's great to have that available. And a lot of our members truly appreciate it. And they love the fact that they can grab something for their kids, grab something for themselves while they're heading out the door.
So talk to the person who may is sitting around and thinking, I need to get more active. If I show up and want to get more active, but don't know where to start, do you have people that can be like, you know, that can coach me or be a counselor and all of this?
Yep. So we have personal trainers. So they can, you know, we offer personal training packages. But the cool thing about our center, I feel like, is it's not like, it's a very welcoming, friendly atmosphere, and it's not intimidating. Mm-hmm. So if you truly have been sitting on the couch and not doing anything for a while, that's okay, because you can get in and you can start with the water aerobics. You can start with the therapy pool if you need to, and just continue to go from there. So all of the Group X classes are due at your own level. So the instructors offer modifications. If you need to take a break, take a break. If you need to get a drink, that's fine. But it's really important to kind of hard schedule that into your week so that you actually stick to it. Because, you know, if we don't have this saying, you know, I'm taking this class at 6, or I'm going for a run at, you know, 5 in the morning as soon as I wake up, we know it's not going to happen. You know, by 7 o'clock at night, we're like, okay, we're tired. And you use every excuse in the book to not do it. But we have staff there that, yes, they'll encourage you to come out, take your classes, keep sticking to your workouts, because you have to. I mean, if you don't stick to it, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Well, and there's nothing more that just gives you confidence, and it's exhilarating when, like you do, like you say, even if you start off and you haven't done anything maybe in years, but all of a sudden you stick to it and you see that your time in running the mile, say, or a 5K starts going down, or your endurance picks up, or you notice during the day that you have more energy.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. I mean, Brian and I get to see these members coming in week after week, day after day, and you see, you know, you don't notice the changes at first, but when you start to see, like, those 20 pounds coming off and, you know, the 30 pounds, those stories, they just make me happy every time I hear them, you know, because the members are excited. So it's like, how can you not love your job? Because this is what you're offering to people, a healthier lifestyle. And a lot of it, it's not even necessarily about how you look, but it's how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, if you actually can... if you can run a mile, that's a huge accomplishment for some people. Heck, it's hard work for me, and I used to run all the time. But when you haven't done it in 2 years like I have, totally going to throw that out there and throw myself under the bus.
Right,
it is hard work. It's hard work. I know, right? It is hard work getting back into it. So I'm trying to get myself back into shape and start running again. And Brian's been getting his workouts and stuff into it. It's hard.
But I think that's the biggest thing people run into is when they're trying to exercise and eat healthy. I think the big thing is they get bored. And that's the you know, the positive thing that our center is able to do. We have so many different options for you that if you start getting a little bored with something, try something else, try something new, get back into it, try something different. And like Kristen said, we're all there to help you. But it's great seeing those stories or seeing those members that come in and are just happier and in a better mood and excited to take the next class.
No, and by having the variety, you're able to do that.
Correct. You know, whether it be a group exercise class, water aerobics class, if you want to go work out in the gym, or if you just want to, you know, you don't like running, so you go play basketball for 30 minutes in the basketball court so you can get your, you know, cardio without feeling like it's cardio sort of workout, then we have the ability to help you with that.
No, I saw, and I don't know if I saw it on your website or if it was on Facebook, it was going back and forth between the two, but you have open volleyball, and I thought, how fun is that?
Correct, and I think once we get a little bit closer, we're going to try and start a volleyball league. And then there may be some bragging rights coming with that because I think we're going to try and set up an employee team.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. It is on. So anybody that joins our league, bring it. we'll have a house team.
That would make it competitive.
Yeah. But I promise not to, like, kick a volleyball across the gym if I get angry.
I was just going to say, Kristen, I don't think I want to be near the net with you because I could just see
I'm
you.
I'm a little competitive.
Yeah. You strike me as being that.
A little bit. But that's
what's fun. You come and you work out and, you know, you may find out, you may think at the moment, I'm not competitive at all. I just want to get off the couch. But you start doing some of these things. And like you say, you lose 20 or 30 pounds mm-hmm. and you start feeling better about yourself. And all of a sudden, you become competitive.
Right. Yeah. I feel like in my older age, I've toned it down a little bit. But I mean, you do have the competitive types that come out and work at our facility. But you have the people that aren't competitive as, you know, either. And you have people that are truly just coming out for the social aspect of it. You know I was talking to a woman recently who is a recent widow. And if she didn't come into the center, I think, every day and have just the other ladies around her mm-hmm. and just that sense of camaraderie and the friendships that she's built there, I think, you know, it would probably be a lot harder for her. You know, not only does the exercise, you have those endorphins and you have, you know, just those good positive emotions after you work out, but you also have that sense of community and sense of belonging. So that's nice too, because we have just nice people around in their facility. And Stafford County people, you guys are just great. You guys can come to our center every day.
RouseCenter.com is the website, and that has all kinds of information. It has the membership information, and then it lists real easy website to follow. Also Facebook has things. You mentioned a few minutes ago, Kristen, just about the whole sports tourism. And I know that's been something that Stafford has talked about, and this is really making it possible now. And this, you can just see that the Rouse Center has become a destination for a lot of people, a lot of reason for people to either want to live around there or come to Stafford for things.
Yeah, I mean, I know myself personally. We live in Embry Mill because we want to be a part of all of that, and there are some other swimmers as well, some swim families that live in Embry Mill now because the aquatics facility is right there. But Brian has been a total rock star and has just done an amazing job tailoring the swim meets to the swim teams that are coming. So anybody that's coming in, he's trying to figure out what is the best way to make the officials happy, the coaches happy, the swimmers happy. So we've done a social media push lately, and Brian's done a lot of other things as well to kind of bring the fun into swimming again. And, you know, of course, we have hashtags and all this other stuff. But
yeah, so we got a backdrop, so now people can take pictures with it, post it on the scoreboard, so we're able to they can tweet their photos. We can actually put it up on the scoreboard during the meet. Just coming up with different activities. I mean, even if it's just playing funny music and during warm-ups, so we get the whole crowd dancing and singing. I mean, we did that a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And like you mentioned with sports tourism, just being able to get these meets, you know, bigger and better meets in the facility and getting people from all around the state. So even a couple weeks ago, we were able to host Long Course Senior Championships. So that's pretty much one of the top meets in the state for anyone over the ages of 13 to 18, really. And just being able to have that at the center within our first year is just a great achievement that we've been able to get to.
Boy, and just to have fun like that at a swim meet.
Yes.
I've been to enough swim meets and at some really good pools. And sometimes you just sit there and you're just bored. Swim meets are long. There are a lot of events, and there are certain events in swimming that just don't ever seem to end. But to make it, to do just little things like that, the backdrop and something like that.
Correct. Yeah. Say some of these sessions. I mean, we'll get started about 6:30 in the morning with warm ups and go till like noon just for one session. And so when you have people there for 5-6 hours at a time, I mean, that's where, you know, the cafe comes in handy, because if you're there for 6 hours, you're going to get hungry.
Yep.
So we have the cafe available, or if during warm ups, you know, when the teams are getting ready, we're doing funny music, they're taking pictures throughout the meet. They're able to get that social interaction just to keep motivated with everything. And just trying to make sure everyone's having fun while they're there.
It is the Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center. It's at Embry Mill in Stafford, rousecenter.com. The website, also there is information on the Facebook page. Kristen Loescher and Brian Cann here this morning. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll talk again about swim jitsu that's coming up in, that'll be, is that next weekend?
The week from Saturday.
Yeah, so it's coming up next weekend. And we'll talk about that and talk about the center again and how you can get involved. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Jeff Rouse Swim and Sports Center, our focus this morning with Kristen Loescher and Brian Cann. Good stuff and just an exciting place, as we have found out this morning. A lot of great things, a great facility. Before we get out of here, though, Brian, swim jitsu is next weekend, and this is something that's not only fun. I mean, it's only Stafford's got it.
Correct. Yeah. So it's the only location in the state this year that's going to be able to have this. And like we said earlier, it's just a giant inflatable obstacle course. It's going to be a great activity for kids to come out and just have fun and test their skills, see how fast they can get through the course. And I think Kristen mentioned it earlier, like if you ever watch things like American Ninja Warrior, things like that, I mean, it's going to be somewhat on the same line where you got to get through the obstacles. You're going to get a good time and you get a bunch of cool prizes with it too.
I feel like we need to get your time up on the scoreboard.
Yes.
As like Brian's time to beat. Brian's going first. He's already called dibs.
Yes.
But I feel like your time needs to go up there. Like, come on, kids. Can you do this?
I'm being practice. What if I practice all Friday night before we actually open it so I get a couple times?
No,
in, I think.
No, just one. You get one shot. That's it.
And when your time is up there and then when some 11-year-old beats it, they can come, you know, and
he'll be crying in the corner.
Bragging rights for a while, I think, yeah. It'll be okay.
You see something like that. You see those kind of shows, those competition shows on TV. This is your chance to do it and see what you got.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you ever wanted to try one of those shows out, come on, try it out at the center. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like we said, try and come beat my time.
You have to have a good, as far as a level of swimming to be able to do something like this?
So, I mean, that being said, it is going to be in our competition pool. So, I mean, at its shallowest is 7 feet. So, I mean, you need to be somewhat comfortable with being in deep water.
Okay.
But it's not like you need to be a year-round swimmer, have that ability. I mean, as long as you're comfortable being in deep water and, you know, that's pretty much all we're looking for. If you have that comfortability, you'll be fine. You'll be able to do it. You'll be able to get through the course. No problems.
Yeah. If your kid's a summer swimmer, I know RSL, that league is huge around here, mm-hmm. The summer swim team league. Yeah. If you're a summer swimmer, you're good.
Okay. So that's good. If you're an RSL swimmer, you can handle it. Do you need to sign up in advance for it?
If you want to sign up in advance, it's a little bit cheaper. So if you go on the website at swimjitsu.com/Stafford, you can sign up and it's $35, but you can sign up day of. I believe it's about $40 if you sign up day of. So if you want to save a little bit of money, you can. But if not, you want to check it out first before you sign up, definitely come out on the 12th and 13th and see it in action.
Okay, good stuff. And again, you said Stafford's the only place that's in Virginia that this
Correct.
Is available.
Correct.
So, and again, Kristen, we talked about it. That's the kind of thing, because of the center, because of the competition pool and just the facility you have, Stafford gets this, and you got to think that there's going to be a lot more situations like this of where we get things that we might not have gotten.
Oh, absolutely. If we didn't have the size pool that we had, we wouldn't be able to bring something like this in. And, you know, Brian's even kind of testing the waters. Huh, did you like that pun? Testing
like
the waters
yeah.
with water polo. So that's something else, too, where it's like, you know, not a whole lot of places around here offer water polo. So we're going to kind of check it out, give it a go and see. But yeah, we're able to bid on bigger things because of the type of facility that we have.
And even with the high school. So we have four of the five high schools that practice with us, but we do the high school swim meets in the winter season. But, you know, Stafford County hasn't had an indoor diving board before. So this year we're bringing diving in with the high schools. Mm. So now when they go to these state championships, they don't have to lose those points for diving. We're able to get them to practice with the diving so that they can actually do better in the state tournaments now.
Yep.
And you guys mentioned at the start of the show, I mean, you think about a swim meet and going inside, you just think of just, I can't breathe. But it's not like that there.
Correct. Yeah. So the system that has been put in place is great. The air quality is great. We try to keep it at a nice temperature. Try and get that chlorine smell as low as possible. And it goes. That's part of the main thing when we're trying to make sure it's a fun, happy environment. If people can breathe, they're going to be happy. Yeah. If they're here all weekend, it can do some damage if it's not.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, you talked about we talked a few minutes ago just about memberships, and Embry Mills is a place. Check it out, because it may be where you and your family want to sign up and get in shape stay in shape.
Absolutely. I mean, we would love to have you be a part of our center. It's got something for everyone, from babies all the way up to seniors. There's something for you to do at our center. So we would love to have you come by, check us out sometime. We'll give you a tour. We'd love to have you a part of it.
And it may be a situation where your kids have been in the RSL this summer and you've enjoyed being at a pool, whether it's Curtis Park or any of the other pools around here. You may have been at a pool all summer and you want to keep that up.
Yes. So that's a huge perk to now have, something so nice, so beautiful, great air quality. So if your kids have enjoyed summer swim and they want to continue swimming, we offer swimming lessons and stat and sting race practice there. So if they want to transition into year-round teams, they're certainly welcome to check out both of those teams. Yes. All of the coaches there, they're top-notch.
Yeah, the coaches are great. They're probably going to start doing tryouts up in the next month, so you can check them out on their website. But we do actually have one of the RSL finals coming up this Saturday, so we're looking forward to hosting that and having them hopefully swim fast.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. I wondered with the pool and everything, if you would have an RSL final. And we also talked about you not only have the competition pool that will wow you, but you've got a therapy pool.
Correct. So we have a warm water therapy pool. So it's about 87 degrees. So it's more for, water walking, therapeutic uses, people that need to rehab body parts, things like that. Mm-hmm. Has been a great resource for the area.
Yep, and we have a PVC pipe wheelchair, so it's nice too. So if even though we have the ramp, the zero entry ramp that helps people ease into it, if you need the wheelchair access, we have that.
Okay, well, great stuff this morning. You had a shout out you wanted to do, so I don't want the show to end and
huge
go like
shout out to Lisa Logan
for
giving us the opportunity to be on here this morning. It's been a pleasure working with her and Courtney from Stafford County Tourism. She's been a huge supporter of us and just a pleasure to work with.
RouseCenter.com, the website. Kristen Loescher, Brian Cann, great talking to you. You got to come back again and get some updates.
Anytime.
Thank you for having
and
us.
This
Thanks.
Was great stuff. Thank you for coming in. Thanks for what you're doing in the community.
Thank you.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. That is it. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.